All right, welcome to the Big Guns Football Podcast. I'm your host, Mr. J, welcome you back to another season of great football talk. And today I wanted to talk a little bit about week number 5 in the NFL and give some thoughts and predictions going forward. Well, I'll tell you what, the Bears finally got off the schneid and Thursday Night Football, which was a game that I really didn't watch the whole thing because neither one of those teams really interested me. Now, I have Justin Fields in my fantasy football team, and thank God that he finally produced. Last 2 weeks, he's actually shown that he's got some chops. It's really the reason why I drafted him, and they beat up the Commanders 40-20. And again, DJ Moore went off over 230 yards, the kind of game that you expected. And again, a player that I also had, but I was impatient with the way the Bears are playing, and I moved him for Mike Evans. Shame on me. But are the Bears back? Are they going to move forward? They got one win, and now, again, they look the part. The last 2 weeks, they've actually come in and did their job. Commanders look like a dumpster fire. Sam Howell, Eric Bieniemy, this team just does not know how to get out of its own way. They're not using Terry McLaurin and Jahan Dotson the way they should. Logan Thomas is a fantasy stud. What the hell is that all about? Oh, well. Again, it is what it is. Moving on to week 5, we are in the London games. Yay. Jaguars at the Bills. Bills are the home team in London. Yeah, that makes sense. Trevor Lawrence versus Josh Allen. Or it should be Josh Allen versus Josh Allen, to be honest with you. You know, here's a game where the Bills have had a fundamentally sound 3 games in a row. They have looked the part, they have played the part, and I don't think that they are going to falter anytime soon. I think the Jaguars have stumbled through this season so far, and they're okay, but they're not good. I think that they were in London, they may be a little bit tired of being there. I don't know if that excuse holds up, but again, the Bills have always had some tough time with the Jaguars. So again, is there a pause? No. I think if they stay true to the game plan that the Bills have done and use all the people in charge that they have the last 3 weeks, I think they dominate this game. Greg Rousseau's not playing. Obviously, Tre'Davious White's not playing. Von Miller may be playing. Christian Benford may be playing. So, again, some nicks and bruises on the Buffalo Bills defense, but I do believe their depth is good enough to get the job done. I say Bills win this one. Saints and Patriots. Ooh, that's an exciting game. Not really. Patriots look like a dumpster fire as well. Bill Belichick looks as bad as his sweatshirts do on a Sunday. This team can't get out of its own way. Mac Jones isn't a good quarterback. The Saints have a good enough defense, though their offense seems to falter. I look for the Patriots to get crushed by the Saints in a low-scoring affair. I don't know if crushed and low-scoring match, but that's what I'm going with. Titans at the Colts. Jonathan Taylor, please stand up. And he might be playing in this game. And Derrick Henry versus Jonathan Taylor seems like a pretty good on-paper matchup. Ryan Tannehill versus Anthony Richardson, who has showed out well for a rookie. Fantasy-wise, he can run, he can get in the end zone. Now with Jonathan Taylor, if Jonathan Taylor plays this game and he plays with the positivity that he knows he can do, I look for the Colts to win this one. I think it's too much for the Titans to take care of both Anthony Richardson and Jonathan Taylor running all over the place. Plus, they're at home. So I say the Colts over the Titans. Ravens at Steelers. The Steelers have looked horrible. I mean horrible. Kenny Pickett, horrible. Najee Harris, again, I don't know why they're running with Najee Harris. He has yet to meet expectations. He has not been a good guy. So why aren't they using Jaylen Warren more? Who knows? Again, George Pickens, big play guy, Pat Freiermuth, yada, yada, yada. Ravens are still a good team. Yeah, they got some injuries, but Lamar Jackson still gets the job done. Zay Flowers still gets the job done. And, you know, this team, I think, has what it takes. It's an ugly rivalry. It's something that a lot of people definitely you know, get the job done. But I think the Ravens win this one over the Steelers. Panthers at the Lions. And again, Lions look the part. And they have played the part. And Dan Campbell has done the part. So I look at this team and I say that the Lions are going to have their way with the Panthers. And again, enough said. Texans at Falcons. Texans look like a very good team. And Damian Pierce looks good. CJ Stroud looks very good. And the Falcons don't. Desmond Ridder, Bijan Robinson looks good. They're not using Kyle Pitts correctly. Again, the Falcons are at home, but I think the Texans go in and handle business. Giants at Dolphins. The Giants. Oh, the Giants. They just look bad. The Dolphins are going to rebound from this Bills smacking and handle business at home. I think the Giants are in big trouble. Bengals at Cards. Any of the year, you would have asked me who I thought would have won this game. I would have said Bengals 10 times out of 10. I think the Cardinals are going to give the Bengals a run for their money at home. I think the Cardinals beat them in this game. Eagles at Rams. Rams are no longer thought of as a slouch. Cooper Kupp is back. So Puka Nacua, Cooper Kupp, Tutu Atwell, Kyron Williams, Matt Stafford. Kind of look like a pretty good team. The Eagles have won, but they haven't looked great. So with that being said, I think that the Rams have a good chance to upset the Eagles. And I'm going to call it that way. Rams over the Eagles in this game. Jets and Broncos. The Nate Hackett Bowl. Well, I don't know. Zach Wilson versus Russell Wilson. It's a game I'm definitely not tuning into. Really don't care. I don't think that the Jets are going to beat the Broncos. I think Russell Wilson is not a good quarterback, but I think he's better than Zach Wilson. And to even have him in the same conversation is idiotic. Sean Payton and Nate Hackett had words. Again, both of these teams are irrelevant in NFL sense, but I say the Broncos beat the Jets at home. Chiefs at Vikings. Chiefs have not showed out the way that we expected them to. Patrick Mahomes has looked average. Travis Kelce's in love, so, you know, he's been average. The Vikings need a win, and they need a win desperately. They have the tools. They have the stuff. I think this is going to be a very close game. But I think that the Vikings lose this game to the Chiefs. But I think it's going to be a low-scoring affair. Sunday night, Cowboys at Niners. 49ers look good. They look really good. The Cowboys are the Cowboys. And sometimes the Cowboys can't get out of their own way. And so much bad negative talk about Dak Prescott. And it's the naysayers are right. Dak Prescott is meh. That's what he is. He's meh. Tony Pollard's good. But again, this team is just meh. That's all I got to say. I mean, 49ers, they're going to do their thing. They're going to slap the Cowboys up. Wouldn't bet on this game, though, because, again, Vegas loves games like this. The Monday night game, Packers at Raiders. Jordan Love versus Jimmy Garoppolo. Interesting. Very, very interesting. Packers Monday night, Jordan Love didn't look good, but, again, he's as cool as a cucumber. He's a guy that on the second half of the games, it seems like he makes the adjustments and gets things done. Raiders are at home. Packers are going to have to play a pretty sound game. And I think that if they put together their offensive game plan, I think the Raiders seem a little bit more healthy. Raiders win this one over the Packers in a close one. So that's all the time I have for now. I got to go. Talk to you soon. See you.